Kathy Dawes again, along with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman and Administrator Robert Reese. I'm told we have a phone call. We've got lots of callers today. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Go ahead, please.
My call just has to do with the methodology they use for leaving a large windrow on the edge of the gravel roads. When that's left several feet inside the road, it's a traffic hazard because when you're driving parallel to it, approaching cars don't realize that you don't have the full width to move over. And when you pull over and hit that windrow, people are losing control of the car, and we're going to have a wreck along that point sometime. And there's legitimately room for two cars, but it doesn't appear that way visually to the car that's approaching. And I just would like to express concern for that method because I don't think they're very sensitive to what the real traffic hazard is there. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's a point that we will, you know, address and everything. And there again, at the same time, we've been studying this thing for quite some time. I've been up there quite a while, and even at this time of year, a lot of times, and I'm sure Peter Clark and Robert sitting right next to me, he might hit me, but I question, you know, the size of these windrows that during this time of the year we leave, and it's, you know, it kind of depends on what happens, you know, as the blade men are out there working, you know, if they get a little bit more gravel than they anticipated, then they're going to have to do something with it, and they can't throw it in the ditch, but at the same time, you know, they're going to have to build it up and kind of keep it to where it's available for future use whenever we can get back on the roads and get them graded down. So, yeah, it's a point that we try to, you know, be concerned about and monitor it. But at the same time, it's kind of that old deal. You get what you get. And we'll take it into consideration. And the blade men do. They'd have a playbook, so to say, on, you know, how they're supposed to go about their job and everything. And that was introduced just this year, I think, was it not, Robert?
Correct.
And, you know, there again, that might help with this problem that, you know, you're identifying.
Appreciate the call. No comments on that, Robert?
No, I know that they adjusted their standards on it, and it used to be I think they've made some adjustment to the windrow height and so forth, but I know we still have some issues with it, and they constantly monitor that and adjust that standard.
Okay. Speaking of roads again, it is snowing out there, and I'm sure there's some slick spots today, so just a quick reminder on that. And once again, the road network in Pottawatomie County, and any suggestions that way at all, Pat, that we want to share with people today?
You know, we discussed a little bit during the break, and this type of snow is really a hard snow to it's just a real hard to dry, light, you know, not very deep snow like this. You blade it, and a lot of times you actually create a glaze underneath it, and with the temperatures being the way they are, so low that there's just not a whole lot of, you know, the things that you put on, salt and gravel, that, you know, the gravel probably does more good than anything, but This cold weather, it's just hard for anything to really be, you know, working properly.
We've covered a lot of different territory today and appreciate all the phone calls, but we haven't gotten much chance to look at the year in review. I know we talked briefly about all the different road projects. Any other highlights that either one of you is wanting to mention from 2017? Robert, I'm close to the mic.
I know one of the things that Commissioner Waxman wanted to bring up was some of the efforts that along the lines that we were talking about on the fire department, volunteer fire department, that we did construct a new station up in Wheaton, and we're under construction in Olsburg, and added a couple new trucks to the fleet and so forth to provide them the resources in which they can execute their job and so forth. And so we're I know that the county's made some great efforts here in the last few years in trying to provide more safety within the Pottawatomie County community. So I know that's one of the issues that's kind of near and dear to Commissioner Waxelman's heart, is to make sure that they have the resources there to succeed.
And And just a couple of years ago, we consolidated, what was it, five or six of the units?
Yes, correct.
And this helped. It lowered, I think, the mill levy that these covered a little bit. And at the same time, it allows a little greater savings on when you can buy in bulk a little bit. And then I think that, you know, with the fire supervisor being over these five or six different communities that or departments that you know, it just leads to a better way of doing things. And these firefighters, they go over and above. That's something that, you know, we try to give them some type of it's kind of a picnic dinner, but. You know, to me, that you try to do something, but that's pretty small on the effort that they give us. That's a pretty small repayment.
Well, and again, best wishes to the folks that are out there still on the scene of that fire at Stewart Farm Road and in St. George Township. And as we said, one occupant still unaccounted for. Just for a quick update on that, State Fire Marshal's office has taken that over. So we'll hopefully get more information on that a bit later. Any other highlights? I know, of course, there was an election at kind of an odd time for sales tax.
Sales tax. And, you know, we were not allowed to push sales tax being, you know, the commissioner or something like that. But I attended a couple meetings with the group or the committee that, you know, that did this, and they were just over, they went over and above. I mean, this is something that anytime you say the word tax, you know, you just kind of cringe, or everybody does. But this is one that had been in place for 13 years now, or 14, and it was going to go out here in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And this, with passing this, it just gives a lot of communities a lot of extra buying power. I think Wamego, they're up around 800,000 is what they get out of this. And Westmoreland, they're around 100,000. So St. Mary's, I think 600. But you know, just a lot of extra buying power that it really is not going to have any big detrimental effect, or you won't feel it any more so than you have up for the last, you know, 10 or 12 years. And so there are some things I don't agree with sales tax on. You know, I don't agree with it on food. That's one thing I have a hard time with. But that's not our place to change that. That's a little higher authority than us.
I know also county facilities, that study continues, and it ties in a little bit with the courthouse. I know the old courthouse, there was a lot of lively discussion on that. But, Robert, you continue to take a look at county facilities, and this year has been busy that way, too.
It really has. It's given us an opportunity to evaluate all of our facilities, not just up in Westmoreland, but across the entire county. And so this, even though there's been a little bit of a concerned about the old courthouse in Westmoreland. What it has caused, though, is that we have made improvements to many of the other facilities to make them a little bit better work site environment for the workers up there at the county, and some of our other outbuildings as well. I know that the Board of County Commissioners has even authorized a request for qualifications for a facility that the Public Works Department. I know that the one facility that they're working out of right now was constructed back in the 1930s, and I guess was according to one of the city fathers up there, is that was actually part of it was part of a train depot up there as well that we've taken over and try and utilize that for our shop space. So that's another thing that we're looking at and trying to make a little bit more workable work environment for the employees, be a little bit more productive as well.
Well, before we wrap up, gentlemen, it's hard to believe this is my last opportunity to visit with the two of you, at least in this capacity. I mean, I hope to still see you around town and that kind of thing, but it's been a pleasure. 16 years of working, I mean, for sure with Robert. Right. I think you've been there all 16 of the years.
Correct.
Pat, you've been there a good chunk of those 16 years.
Well, I'll be going into my 10th here after the first of the year. I just want to say that, you know, we're the whole city of Manhattan, the whole area is pretty fortunate with having a voice of yours like yours on the radio. I remember the first time I came on here and you know, I was nervous. I really don't like being here, but you make it a lot easier.
You even volunteered for this one.
I volunteered just so I could tell you goodbye and how much I appreciate you. But I'm going to tell a real quick story. And when the first time I was here, and you told me that we were going to have some callers, and we had one. We had a couple, and they didn't go through. And you said, Pat, you know, I really don't know why these aren't coming through. And I said, well, Kathy, you told me if I didn't want to take the calls, all I had to do was flip this little switch under the countertop, and it cut them off. So, no, you make things a lot easier than, you know, they would be whenever I show up anyway. And I hope that you make me sound a little more intelligent than I am on a regular day-to-day basis. But I think the whole city here is going to miss you, and I wish you, you know, all the best and luck with whatever you're going to do. You're saying you're a little confused right now.
It's kind of out of whack a little bit, you know. And Quartet, I know, sang for you a couple times at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, because you always got the, you know, that last Tuesday of the month, and it was, there you were. Sometimes it would hit around Christmas. Robert, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure working with you also. I know that, you know, years ago we met, and you've coaxed me into coming in and begin this process. In fact, I think I was probably the first representative from Pottawatomie County that you've really pulled in here to start to inform people. And through our conversations over the radio, it's helped. And having you up there covering some of our commission meetings, and as we constructed the new Justice Center and put in the media room and so forth, you commented how convenient and appropriate that was. And so it's just been an exceptional experience.
Well, thanks to both of you. Again, been a pleasure. And we've had with us today Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman and County Administrator Robert Reese. We'll take a break. I guess Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo did make it in. We weren't sure that he was going to with all the snow, but he drove all the way over here. So we'll go out and meet with him momentarily. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.